Welcome to episode 21 of the VoiceOver on Linux podcast, how to decide which audio file format to use. Should you save your files in MP3, WAV, or something else? Well, the answer depends on several factors, and in this episode, we'll examine the pros and cons of the most popular formats. Here's today's audio technology factoid. How would you quantify how loud a digital audio file is? You know the digital audio levels are measured in dBFS, decibels below full scale. You may also have observed anecdotally that a file that is normalized RMS or peak to a specified level seems to be at different loudness from another file normalized to exactly the same specs. Your mind isn't playing tricks on you, but what's going on in your head has a lot to do with what you hear. There are different efforts to establish a way to objectively measure loudness. One of those that is the most popular is the European Broadcasting Union, EBU, recommendation R128. This standard describes loudness units, LUs, and includes a loudness unit referenced to full scale, LUFS, which is not to be confused with the dBFS audio level measurement. Complex factors go into loudness units, such as integrated loudness, short-term loudness, and momentary loudness. Yes, it's complicated. Well, actually, we humans are complicated. These standards are evolving to measure something that humans perceive as humans in a quantified way. The takeaway is that loudness normalization could soon become part of our audio toolset. Today's feature Linux audio tip is how to decide which audio file format to use. Should you save your files in MP3, WAV, or something else? Well, the answer depends on several factors, among them the use case and the end client, as well as how much disk storage and network bandwidth you have. If you want the most accurate reproduction commonly available, a great choice is pulse code modulation PCM at a 44.1 kHz sample rate with 16 or 24-bit sample bit depth contained inside a WAV file. I can see no reason not to record your raw original in the most accurate, highest fidelity format available to you. In almost all cases, that would be the WAV file format. Then, if necessary, export the audio, that is, re-encoded, into the target audio file format for the final product. An example WAV file with 30 seconds of stereo audio at 44.1 kHz, 16-bit samples, would be about 5 megabytes in size. Save that same WAV file as an MP3, and you save significant disk space with only 470 kilobytes in file size for that same clip. But remember that an MP3 saves disk space by throwing out a lot of the original audio. That might not be a problem unless you need to return to that audio at a future date to edit it. When you resave it as an MP3, you've reduced its fidelity even further, in a similar effect that happens to JPEG image files when they are edited, and for the same reason. Another option is the free lossless audio codec, FLAC, compressed format. This will save almost 2 megabytes that are required by the corresponding PCM WAV file, and retain the full original fidelity. If disk space is a problem for you, such as you're archiving to the cloud and have storage fees to consider, FLAC could be a helpful alternative. Keep in mind that FLAC is not usable by utilities such as Normalize, which needs to act on straight WAV files. But it is workable to convert back and forth between FLAC and WAV, and keeping the sample rate and bit depth the same, with no loss in fidelity, thus making FLAC a good choice for archiving, if both disk space and fidelity are critical factors. The good news in this is that we have format options, both for file size and fidelity. And among these options are good choices for original generation, editing, delivery, and archiving. Next time, we'll cover how to ease audio part transition with fade in and fade out. That's it for now. Happy audio work! Thanks for joining me for this exploration of open source audio tech tools and their practical use in voiceover work. Feel free to check out my profile and demos at marwok.voices.com and voice123.com/marwok. You can also find me on ACX and audible.com by searching for Mark Caldwell Walker.